Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth, the catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ivy Andrews. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Salters reaches second base with a double. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Galatzer moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a fly ball into left field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Andrews moves to third. Larry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. Larry scores. Burns moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Soltis scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brenzel moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brenzel scores. Galatzer moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brenzel hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Weingartner pinch hits for Mel Harder. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ralph Weingartner now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weingartner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weingartner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clift moves to third. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.